Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
I have been speaking on and showing you things that are not so. But let me say this first. The past few episodes, some of my words, again, have not been coming out. Some of the words are skipped. I want to apologize for that. So I'm trying to make changes if that is happening on my part. I'm trying all I can to deliver a good, understandable message. Let's move on. Yes, I have been speaking on and showing you things that are not so. That is, things that are not true. Knowing the things that are true is important, and so is knowing the things that are not true. And the things that are not true, we see clearly and understandably that just because something is written in the Bible, that does not make the thing true. It does not imply that the thing is true. Knowledge of the truth would be incomplete without the knowledge of the things that are not so. Knowledge of the things that are not so is a part of the knowledge of the truth. The ability to identify both the things that are true and the things that are not true, demonstrative of an exceptional level of not only knowledge, but of understanding. I am reminded of the statement in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 2, 5, and 7. It says, I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. The getting of wisdom yields understanding. Understanding is the brainchild of wisdom. Now, the things that are not so are not mistakes. Please get that. The things that are not so are not mistakes. They have been set down on purpose. The things that are not so serve as a part of the test that measures God's knowledge and understanding. Know this. One who cannot distinguish between what is true and what is not true cannot know the whole truth. The things that are not true speak of a variety of things. They speak of the end of the law. They speak of light. They speak of love. They speak of the law. They speak of fulfilling the law. They speak of grace. They speak of grace and faith. They speak of sinners. They speak of God. They speak of the judgment. They speak of the resurrection and more. Pile a list of 21 statements that are not true. Some have been presented here before. Some are presented here for the first time. But first, let me read this. These are some thoughts which I set down. The title of this is About Nothing But Things. The AVB is a law book that is about things. It is about things of God and things of men. It is about things that are above and things that are below. The AVB is a law book that is about things, things, things. It is about nothing but things. It is about things that are right and things that are good. It is about things that are wrong and things that are evil. It is about things that are so and things that are true. It is about things that are not so and things that are not true. The AVB is a law book that is about things, things, things. It is about nothing but things. It is about things that are heavenly and things that are earthly. It is about things that are ordered and things that are in order. It is about things that are commanded and things out of order. It is about things you must not do and things you must. The AVB is indeed a law book that is about things, things, things. It is about nothing but things. And now, I will read the 21 Bible statements that are false. These things are not so. They are not true. Romans 10:4 says, Christ is the end of the law. We covered that the last time. We found out that indeed Christ is not the end of the law, but you the people are the end of the law. You the people are the object of the law. Two, John chapter 4, verse 24 says, God is a spirit. We know very well that God is not a spirit because we know who God is. We know the very person of God. That is Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is the AVB's God. And Tommy L. Hart is not a spirit. He is a person, a human being. Next, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, God is light. The word light here is an adjective. It means unimportant. But we know very well that God is an important being. The AVB is about God. God has a, there is a book, rather, that talks very much, it speaks very much about the person of God. That is Tommy L. Hart. In the view of the AVB, Tommy L. Hart, who is God, is a very important person. Lamentations 2, verse 9, it says, the law is no more. That is indeed false. The law is. The law is in existence. The law is valid. The law is in operation. Yes, the law is. The law of the Lord exists, and it is intact. You, the people, have the law of the Lord. I have given it to you from this program. The law of the Lord is. Next, Mark 12, verse 30. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Let me read it. Mark 12, verse 30 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now, I have given this to you before. This is not the first commandment. There are three commandments. And the commandment which says here, H-E-A-R, in Mark 12, verse 29, is the first commandment of the three. In answer to the question in verse 28, which is the first commandment of all. That is, which is the first commandment of all three commandments that follow? The commandment here is the first of the three. So the commandment given in Mark 12, verse 30, the statement is not so. It is not the first commandment. Next, Romans 13, verse 8 says, he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. If you know what the law is, you know that that statement is not so. I say to you, it is not so. Romans 13:10, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Again, that statement is not so. I have even urged you to go to Lawmaster Archives and find the episode, the last episode, with the word law in its title. Become very familiar with the law. It is your law. You, remember, as I said before, you are the object of the law. Love is not the fulfilling of the law of the Lord. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. It says, God sent forth his son. I tell you, that statement is not so. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, does not have a son. The statement is unfounded. It has no footing, no footing. It is not so. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. By grace ye are saved. The statement, again, is unfounded and not so. I ask the question, saved from what? Surely you are not saved from the law or from keeping the law. Okay, but the statement is not so. Grace is no match for the law of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. By grace are ye saved through faith. You are not saved by grace through faith from keeping and obeying the law of the Lord. Grace and faith are no match for the law of the Lord. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Again, I say to you, God does not have a son. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, does not have a son. That statement is false. Now, keep in mind or bear in mind that all these falsehoods are taught by the Christian church. Told you before, the Christian church teaches lies. With respect to the Bible, it teaches nothing but lies. That's the Christian church. Next, Psalm 119, verse 126 says, they have made void thy law. ask the question, have they made the law of the Lord void? If so, by what law? And where is the evidence of that action? Void, the word void in law means having no legal force or effect, not legally binding or enforceable. I say to you, the law of the Lord has it has legal force. The law of the Lord is legally binding. It is enforceable. Has the law of the Lord been invalidated? No, it has not. There is no evidence showing such a thing. Has it been deprived of legal force? Has it been nullified? No, of course not. There is no evidence pointing that, making that to be true. The law of the Lord is valid. The law of the Lord is of legal force, and it is in operation now. So then, the Matthew chapter 15, verse 6 statement is not so. It is false. I will read it. Matthew 15, verse 6. The statement says this: ye have made the commandment of God of none effect. The law of the Lord, the commandment of God, has legal force. It is valid, and it is in operation. Next, Galatians 3:12, the law is not of faith. That is, faith which the Christian church teaches, the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Okay. John 1:17 says, the law was given by Moses. I said earlier in this episode that the law has been given. It is given in the episode, the last episode, having the word law in its title. And I asked the question, did Moses give that? Well, my answer is, Tommy L. Hart gave that law. I read it to you. And yes, my name is Tommy L. Hart. I have a question here: by whom or who has given the law? Tommy L. Hart has given the law of the Lord. And you are commanded in Job 22, verse 22, to receive the law from his, Tommy L. Hart's, mouth, the law which I have read on this program. You have received the law from my mouth. You have the law of the Lord. 15, John 1, verse 17, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus in the Bible is a fictitious character, and we know well that truth has not come by Jesus. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives you the truth. Truth has come by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So that statement in John 1:17 is not so. It is not true. Galatians chapter 5, verse 18. Ye are not under the law, but under grace. That is what the church world, the Christian church, teaches. But it teaches falsehoods, and that is one of them. You are under the law of the Lord. All are under the law of the Lord. John 9:31, God heareth not sinners. That is not so. If God did not hear sinners, there's no need for a judgment, is it? But God indeed does hear sinners, and you have the evidence of that in not only this episode, but in the archives, those that are in the archives of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who is called Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. You are under the law which I have given to you. By what authority? By the authority of the AVB. You're under the law, and God does hear sinners. He hears things. He hears the voice of sinners from the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible. Hebrews 10:38 says, the just shall live by faith. The just are those who keep the law of the Lord. All are to live by the law of the Lord in accordance with, all are to live in accordance with the law of the Lord, which I have delivered to you, which law you have received. Psalm 53, verse 1 says, there is no God. Is that statement true or false? 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 says, there is one God. So you have a statement saying there is no God and a statement saying there is one God. Both statements true, or is one false and the other true? Which is the case? The statement of Psalm 53, verse 1, saying there is no God, is false. The statement 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, there is, saying there is one God, is true. And that one God's name is Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 59, verse 11 says, we look for judgment, but there is none. Job 19, verse 7 says, there is no judgment. But Job 19, verse 29 says, there is a judgment. What statements are false, and what statement is true? The two statements, Isaiah 59, verse 11, and Job 19, 7, which say there is no judgment, they are false. They are not so. The statement Job 19, verse 29, saying there is a judgment, is true. The judgment is ongoing even as I speak. Get that? That is very important. The judgment is ongoing now. John chapter 5, and this is the 21st, this is our statement 21, John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29, verses 28 and 29, say, the hour is coming in the which all which are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of let's see here. They that have done good unto the resurrection of, I left off a word, so let me turn to it. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29 say, "The hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." For as much as we know, there is no resurrection of the dead. The AVB says authoritatively, in answer to the question, if a man dies, shall he live again? The AVB says, man lies down, man lies down, and he rises not. So, the statement there in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29 is simply not so. I have given you 21 statements from the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, that are not so. And know this, remember this, that I have given you many statements before that are so. Okay? So, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have given you many statements in the AVB that are so, that are true. I have given you many statements from the AVB that are not so, that are not true. All right? Now, this the title of this episode is Rising to the Occasion. I will read the statement from Psalm 76, verse 9, because of time. Psalm 76, verse 9 says, God arose to judgment. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has risen to the occasion. The occasion is that of judgment. The occasion is an event, and the event is the judgment. What is done in the occasion? In the judgment, things are done. To find out, listen to Lawmaster's episodes in Lawmaster Archives. Listen to me on an ongoing basis, a continuous basis, and you will know what is done in the occasion. Where does the occasion take place? The occasion, obviously, the occasion of the judgment obviously takes place right here on earth, where we are. As I said, it's going on right now. It is ongoing even now. The occasion of the judgment takes place and is taking place right here on planet Earth now. When does the occasion happen? As I said, the judgment is ongoing even as I speak. Seven noteworthy things. One, notice that in the judgment, no one has been resurrected from the dead. The judgment is for the living. There are no dead, small and great, standing before God. Revelation 20, verse 12. Two, notice that the judgment has not been preceded by a rapture. Three, notice that in the judgment, there are not thousands and thousands ministering or thousands times thousands ministering to God. Daniel 7:10. Four, notice that in the judgment there is no great white throne. Revelation 20, verse 11. Five, notice that in the judgment the heaven and the earth have not fled away. They are still here. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Notice that in the judgment there is no fiery stream issuing and coming forth from before God. Daniel 7:10. Seven, notice that in the judgment the sun and the moon have not been darkened, and the stars have not withdrawn their shining. Okay. That is it for this episode. Hear me on Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Visit Lawmasters Archive on Blog Talk Radio. My program called Lawmaster. Join me next time when the judgment continues. God arose to judgment. Tommy L. Hart arose to judgment. Join me next time.